Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. It is so wonderful to be here in the service of the Lord once again. Today is Tuesday. It is the ninth day of November 2021. And we're just living for our God and knowing that he's always going to be there for us. We look to him who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. 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 So Lord God Almighty, this morning we give you the highest praise. We give you the honor and the glory because you are such a wonderful God. You are from everlasting to everlasting. You are the great and honorable God, the God of the universe, the all-coming King. Hallelujah, my God, my God. You are the Ancient of Days, and as big as you are, as wide as you are, you never change. You remain the same. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just bless you today, God, because you are our God. You are the best thing that has ever happened to us. We thank you for your patience with us, O God. Thank you, Father, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So we thank you, Jesus, for what you did in coming to this earth to give your life. And because you gave your life, we have life and that more abundantly. We thank you, Jesus, for the stripes that you bore when you went up the hill, Golgotha. You did it so that we could be healed. We thank you for the healing this morning because of the stripes of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for hanging on the cross and all the pain and the shame. And you went down into the grave, but you became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. So we thank you for your victory, and you're now sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and you're interceding on our behalf. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the good shepherd. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. My Jesus, we thank you so much because you have called us friend, and you are a friend who's closer than our brother. My God, we thank you so much this morning that Jesus sent the gift of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, we say, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon us. Spirit of the living God, lead us, guide us, even right now as we are praying. My Father, we thank you so much because the Holy Ghost is there for us each and every day. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes we don't know what prayer to offer as we should, but the Holy Ghost intercedes on our behalf with moanings and groanings that are too deep for utterance. My God, we thank you so much because we are forgiven, and each day we must die daily to sin, O God. We realize, Father, that there's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. We pray that our spirit man will continue to rise up above the flesh, O God, and keep us in line with you and with your word, O God. My Father, we do thank you today because we are forgiven of all sins, trespasses, and transgressions. Oh, my God, we thank you today that we repent of anything. I repent, Lord, of anything I've said, done, or thought that was not of you, God, that was not pure, that was not clean. Create in me a clean heart, oh, God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, I pray that we will continue to have clean hands, that we will get stronger and stronger in you. My Father, we ask you to continue to teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight, oh, God, because we are your end times warrior, oh, God. My Lord, we know that we're able to run through a troop and leap over a wall in the spirit realm, oh, God. And we realize, Father, that today that the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violence take it by force, oh, God. So we thank you, Father, today for the force of the Holy Ghost, oh, God, to destroy the works of the enemy. My God, we thank you that Jesus gave us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by an enemy hurt us, O God. And so this morning, Lord, we pray for those who are sick. There are many people who have sicknesses in their bodies, O God, and many people need to be healed today, O God. There are many in the hospitals, O God. Somebody may be at home, O God, feeling low, O God, because of the sickness and disease in their bodies, O God. Some have high blood pressure and sugar diabetes and scoliosis and multiple sclerosis, oh, God. They're those with different kinds of cancers, oh, God. And we decree this morning that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. So we thank you for the healing, oh, God. Thank you, Lord, for how you are destroying the different things that may be in the blood, oh, God. There are things, oh, God, that have caused people to just feel like they don't want to live anymore, Lord. So we pray for and come against the demonic spirit of suicide, oh, God. We bind that demon up right now, the demon of Cain, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We decree and declare that they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. My God, there are those who have arthritis in their bodies, oh, God. Their joints are so tender and so sore, oh, God, they can barely move. So we pray, Father, that you remove that tenderness, oh, God. Remove the inflammation in the joints today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those who have had operations, we pray and thank you, Father, that you're healing them right now. Each and every day, oh, God, there's a difference in their bodies, oh, God. They're feeling so much better each day, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, God. We praise your name, oh, God, for the mothers, oh, God, who have recently had babies, oh, God, that you help them, oh, God, along the way, God, that the babies continue to grow and grow up, oh, God, and know about you in this fear and admonition of Jesus Christ. My Father, we just pray, Father, for these mothers, oh, God, that you heal their bodies, oh, God, and keep their minds straight, oh, God, that they would not have postpartum depression, oh, God, that they will be full of joy, oh, God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. My God, we pray for the little children, oh, God. There are many children who are going to school. Some of them have colds and flus, oh, God, and some of them are suffering with sinus infections, oh, God. So I do pray, Father, and thank you, Lord, for healing these children as they're preparing to go to school this morning, oh, God. And, Lord, speaking of little children, I pray, Father, for their protection. There are children, oh, God, who are being molested in their own homes, oh, God, each and every day, God. They're afraid to lay down. They're afraid to wake up. So we pray, Father, and come against the spirit of just these grown-ups, oh, God, destroying these children's lives, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I pray, God, and come against the demon of incest today, oh, God, the demon of sodomy, oh, God. In the name of Shaita, my Nina. I pray, Father, today that you will reveal these heinous crimes against our children so that they will no longer have to suffer behind these evil people, oh, God, parents, oh, God, and uncles and aunts, and even in the schools, oh, God, there are grown-ups, oh, God, who are trying to destroy people's lives, oh, God. So we pray, Father, that you reveal those people, oh, God, that they will serve for their crimes, oh, God, and will be taken away so that they will no longer harm our children. So we thank you, Lord, today that the children, oh, God, who are in homes, who are being abused verbally, oh, God, and physically, oh, God, that they will no longer have to go through that each and every day. And there are children who are hungry this morning, oh, God. So we pray for the children, Lord, that there will be a way for them to eat, oh, God, all across this nation and around the world, oh, God. There are people, oh, God, who need food, oh, God, who need to be fed today, oh, God. So we pray for provision, oh God. We know that you provided manna in the time when the Israelites needed food, oh God, and you can provide food for those who need it today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, if it needs to be a supernatural happening, we know that you can do it. My God, hallelujah, Jesus. We just bless you this morning, oh God, for your provision in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, as we're going through these next few days and weeks and a couple of months, oh God, there's a lot of people, oh God, who will be gathering as families, oh God, and we pray for unity, oh God. We pray for forgiveness, oh God. We pray that people, when they come together, they will not be fighting one another, oh God. They will not be angry with one another, Lord, that there will be reconciliation, God. My God, my God. We pray for reconciliation between sisters and brothers and sisters and sisters and brothers and brothers and moms and dads and children, oh God. Let the reconciliation come today, oh God, that they will let bygones be bygones, oh God, that there will be some love, oh God. Let the love of God, my God, I lose that love right now. In the name of Jesus, let the love of God dwell within our families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. There are family members, oh God, who have held grudges for many years, oh God. And some people are getting sick behind the grudges they have held, oh God. So we pray, Father, that they realize that they need to give it to you, oh God, because you are the one who shall repay, oh God. Hallelujah, my Lord, my Lord. We just pray, Father, today for our teachers in our schools, oh God, that they will continue to be able to teach, oh God. They would not be there would not be disruptive children in the classrooms, oh God, that the children will go in there and get their lesson, oh God, and do what they're supposed to do, oh God, and that they will continue to learn, oh God, and grow up in school, oh God, and learn the things that they need to so that they will function in society as they graduate in the future, Lord. So we pray, Lord, that you cover the children as they go from one place to the next, oh God, whether traveling on the buses, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for healing for those children, oh God, who were on the bus and the bus driver, oh God, who fell into the ditch, oh God. We pray, Father, today that you bless and heal those bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And those who have lost loved ones, oh God, we pray, Father, that you give them comfort today, Lord. There is a need for comfort, oh God. Many people are sad today, oh God. Many people are upset, oh God. Many people are crying today, oh God, because of the loss of loved ones, oh God. So we pray, Father, today that you heal the pain that may be in their hearts today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise your holy and righteous name, oh God. Many people are out there, Father, who are strung out on drugs and alcohol, oh God. All kinds of drugs, oh God. Drugs that are prescribed by doctors and illegal drugs, oh God. So we pray, Father, today that people will come to the knowledge of the truth, oh God, and that they will be set free by you, God, that they will have freedom, oh God, to continue in life, oh God, without being addicted to drugs and alcohol, oh God, and things, oh God, that are detrimental to their bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I just pray for my brother Roderick, and I pray for Tony and Harvey, oh God. We pray, Father, today for Michael this morning, oh God, and Albert today, oh God. We pray that they will no longer want to get high, oh God, that they will want you, Jesus, Yvette, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Wellington, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Cornishan, Cordaris, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, they're those, oh God, and other families, oh God, who are strung out on drugs, oh God, or who just want to get high, God. I pray, God, today for them to come to Jesus Christ, oh God, and receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King, Lord. So there are those who may not be on drugs, oh God, but just need you, Father. So we pray for every sister and brother, every niece and nephew, our aunts and uncles, our children, our children's children, oh God, our grandmothers and grandfathers, oh God, people around the world, God, that they will come to Jesus Christ, oh God, that they will repent today, Lord. We pray for revival this morning, oh God, that there will be a renewed interest in the things of God across this world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every country, oh God, that every person, oh God, who does not know you and a part of their sins, oh God, will have that opportunity, oh God, to make Jesus Lord, Savior, and King. My Lord, I pray for our government. My Jesus, there is so much anger and bitterness and pride and all kinds of things going on in different branches of government, Lord. So I pray, Father, today that there will be unity. We pray for unity in our government, oh God, that people will not be there thinking of their own agendas, oh God, but they will think about the people who they serve, oh God, the people who they were elected by, Lord. We pray, Father, today for our president, our vice president, oh God. We pray for the Congress, the House of Representatives, our governors, oh God, our mayors, oh God. We pray for each and every level of government across this nation, oh God, and around the world, Lord, that people will come and receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King, so that there will be peace in our land, oh God. So we pray, Father, today that change will come, that there will be peace and joy and contentment across this nation in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, I pray for the gangbangers, oh God, that they will stop this foolishness and this evilness and shooting and killing folks, oh God. We pray, Father, today that they will come to Jesus Christ, even the leaders, oh God, of these gangs, oh God. If they would come, Lord, they will be followed by many people who are following them in wrongdoing, oh God. So we pray, Lord, today that they will have a change of heart. My Father, we thank you so much, oh God, for all that you're doing, oh God. It's marvelous in our eyes, Lord. And Lord, for each and every person here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, we thank you, Lord, for every sister and brother who comes, Lord, who may have been here down through the years, oh God. Some have gone on to other things, oh God. Some have gone on to glory, oh God. We pray, Father, today for the families, oh God, connected to every person who comes to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, oh God, that you cover the people, oh God. Cover our families, oh God, with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Protect them, oh God. Let the angels even speak to those, oh God, who do not know you in the pardon of their sins, oh God, that they will have a message for them, that they should come on and receive you, oh God. Receive you into their hearts, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, oh God. Continue to bless, keep, and heal, and deliver. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, and we bless your holy and your righteous name. It's in the name of Jesus I pray and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God, glory to God. So right now what we're going to do, we're going to receive our sister Mary. Mary is going to share some things with us this morning. So, Sister Mary, are you there? Are you ready now?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. It is so good to be here this morning to come before the Lord with thanksgiving and praises in our hearts this morning. Oh, my God, it is just a blessing, oh, Lord God, to just wake up, Lord God, with you on our mind, oh, Lord God, and to give you glory and to just thank you, Lord God, for another day, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this day, Lord God, that you have so freely given to us, oh, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the gift of life, oh, God. We're still here, Lord God. We woke up and saw our loved ones nearby, Lord God. So, God, we thank you this morning. We praise your name this morning, God. I thank you, Lord God, for Pastor over this ministry, Pastor Darlene, Lord God. I thank you for blessing her this morning, Lord God, being with her, letting her rise up early, Lord God, and being the caretaker of this ministry, Father God. So, God, we give you glory this morning. We thank you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, as we come before your presence, oh, Lord God, with praises, oh, Lord God, with praises, oh, Lord God, because we're here, Lord God. The gift of life is still with us, oh, Lord God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, and we come, Lord God, just rendering our soul, our mind, our bodies unto you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you all that we have, Lord God, all that we got, Lord God. We give it back to you, Lord God. And, God, we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that in terms you have given us life, Lord God. So, God, we come to you, Lord God, with servants in our heart, Lord God. God, help us, oh, Lord God, this day, Lord God, to speak of your love, speak of your wondrous work, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh, Lord God, to just walk in love this morning, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Order our steps, oh, Lord God. Order our steps, oh, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, letting us, oh, God, walk upright, Lord God, walk in truth, Lord God. Walk, Lord God, as kings and queens, oh, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you, Lord God, are the head of our lives, oh, God, knowing, Lord God, that we're not alone, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. So, God, we thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for this great day, this great month, Lord God, a month that, Lord God, that we celebrate Thanksgiving, Lord God. time, Lord God, to give you glory, Lord God, and to acknowledge who you are, Lord God, and to be thankful, Lord God, to be thankful, Lord God, of how you've just brought us through, Lord God, to this 11th month, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. There are some things that happen even in the 11th hour, Lord God. So, God, we know, Lord God, that there is a significance with giving you glory and being in this month, oh Lord God, the month of Thanksgiving, Father God, in the name of Jesus, where we see your continuous work, Lord God, your wondrous work, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we give you glory, and we just thank you for it, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, as we prepare, Lord God, and to share your word, Lord God. Share part of how you've blessed us and how you've kept us, and to give thanks to you, Lord Jesus, to thank you, Lord God, to thank you, Lord God, to thank you, Jesus, oh God. So, God, we thank you this morning. We praise you, and we bless your name, Lord God, this morning. Thank you for covering us and just being with us, oh God, in Jesus' name. And, Lord God, as I prepare to share a word, Lord God, and based on our scripture, Lord God, of thanksgiving, Father God, I ask you, Lord God, that ears will hear, Lord God, and minds will receive, Father God. And Lord God, just by the hearing of your word, Lord God, be extension of grace in our life today, Lord God. Be extension of healing and deliverance. And those things that you desire for us and we desire are today for ourselves, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord. So, God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. God, we as I pray, I'm going to read Psalms 100, and I'm going to share the word of God based on thanksgiving, giving thanks to God, and an area that we like to just thank him. I mean, there's so much, there's so much in the word of God, and especially in our book of Psalms, where we could just open up and just find a psalm that bring healing to us. So I'm going to read Psalms 100. Says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are the people and the sheep of his pasture. We enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to the Lord and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endured to all generation. To all generation. Like we come before the Lord, I'm going to specifically talk about verse 4. The whole verse is, the whole short book is about a thanksgiving. But verse 4, where it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and to his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him, and bless his name. This is just such a blessing, because when we arise in the morning, we open our windows, open our doors, oh Lord, and open our arms to just enter into his courts, enter into praise, it's enter into worship and thanksgiving. So it's just such a blessing to be able to rise this morning and to be thankful and to be thankful. So God, so as I continue on with the study, we're gonna just define a little bit and do some references a little on defining thanksgiving. One of the verses that I like is where it says, in Philippians 4:6, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto him. And when it says be careful for nothing, it's just, that's a trust. That's a trust that we have in him, but and a submission that, hey, we can carry everything to God in prayer. And then he talked about the supplication. That's what do you want? You want to be healed today. What do you want? I need my needs met. Making this supplication unto the Lord, making a request to him, to God, and giving him thanksgiving, giving him thanks for it in advance. Some things happen that is not good for us on any given day, but we have gotten up early. We have submitted unto God thanksgiving for it all, giving God glory and thanks for it all, because in the end we know that he loves us and he's going to take care of us through it all, whether it's good or bad, hurt, harm, sadness, or danger. God is with us. The load is a little lighter because we know him, because we trust him, and we have his word hidden in our heart, and we thank him because he's going to bring us out of it through it all. And the next verse, it's from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It also says, in every thing, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. So we know as we give thanks to God, it's in his will. Give him thanks. It's in his will, because this concerns us, that let us know that we're not alone, that whatever the obstacles is that we have gone through or are facing, God is with us. God is with us. So we're so grateful and thankful of that word. We go on to read in Psalms 50 and verse 14, where it talks about paying the vows to the Most High, paying God's vows, honoring him and giving him thanks just by even walking out of our doors this morning, getting in our cars this morning, seeing that, God, it's a new day. Lord, look at these, the sky is blue. The trees are changing color. All of this is his wondrous work. That alone makes us give God the vows which he's due. We go on to make a sacrifice of thanksgiving. There's sacrifices to make in thanksgiving. In verse 107, verse Psalms 107, verse 21 and 20, it says, oh, that men will give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works, the wonders of works to the children of men. And it says, let us sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. So we're not alone. We can go through, it's hard sometimes to go to say we're going through anything, but we can know that we don't go alone, because we've made a sacrifice of thanksgiving, seeing that his works, how he's God has kept his word. He declared declared his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness at night. So he's kept his word. And so we thank God for the word of God, that we can rejoice and get through anything that faces us, that any harm or danger, because we have a God that we sacrifice for thanksgiving. And there's another verse in Psalms 116, verse 17, says, I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon your name, Lord. So this verse here alone it means so much to me, because when he said, I can call upon him, I can call upon, you know what Jeremiah said, call upon the Lord and he'll answer us and he'll show us great and mighty things. So in thanksgiving, we just constantly continue to give him glory and give him praise. We thank him for the sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving. We tell, and in verse 26 and 7, and I talk about the wondrous works of thanksgiving there, where it says, with our voice, we proclaim thanksgiving and tell all of his wondrous work. Again, we proclaim with our voice. This, when we run into trouble, run into even on the highways where there's someone that's going to try to jump in front of you, make you angry, we can proclaim the voice of God. To know that, hey, God, your wondrous works were even worse than me, because I can call on your name and I can say, thank you, Lord, for that I'm safe. I'm safe. And you hear our voices as we call up on you. So we continue to give God glory and praise. And another one that we open our hearts to, even this morning, the singing, is singing thanks, singing unto the Lord songs of thanksgiving. We do this a lot, you know, in our churches. So we come to God first, giving him glory and thanking him and singing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, singing praises unto his name. We in Psalms 69 and 30, it says, I will praise the name of God with a song, and with and I will magnify him with thanksgiving. And Psalms 95 and 2, it says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him in songs, with songs. Sometimes we don't know a song, but God gives us that harm. He's placed it within all of us, a little melody where to say, I thank you, Lord, or I love you, Lord, to sing. I don't have a voice of singing this morning, but I know that we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And with thanksgiving in our heart, and he hears us. The Lord is pleased when we continue to worship him and to continue to know that, hey, we just didn't get up and just jump out of our beds and run in our car and forget to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my family, my children this morning. Thank you, Lord, even for the food that I have, finances that you supply with me, my job, oh Lord God, that you have given me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for that. And one of the another verse that has we want to it's Colossians 2:7, where it says, keep our roots in Christ Jesus. Keep a hold onto Christ Jesus, we can know that we are not alone, that in him we are rooted. In him we're safe. In him we can say thank you, Lord. And sometimes certainly the enemy won't understand it. Our unbeliever won't understand it, but God knows us. He knows our heart. So we continue to pray and to watch in the same with thanksgiving in our hearts, and thanksgiving, giving God the glory for all that he's done, all that he keeps on doing in our lives. And I was reading in Revelation where there was a crowd, and there were angels there, and the angels cried out saying, glory to God, amen, amen, and blessed for your glory, Lord God, and your wisdom, Lord God, and your thanksgiving, and your honor, and your power, and the might unto the Lord forever, forever, because these are strong tools that God have given us. He's given us the gift of life and a mind to understand. He saved our souls. He saved us one day, and we're so grateful for that, because there's so many that depend on you to be the head of their the family. You know, if something happened, they're going to call on you. They're going to call because they know they have seen something, and they have seen how gracious you've been and how loving you've been. Because you've had thanks, you've not stood alone. You have a God that you can thank every day for life. You can thank every day for the gift, the friends. You can thank God for getting up this morning and getting on this prayer line, where brothers and sisters that are here, that we can join in together and to call on your name and to worship him and to give him glory this morning. It's just such a joy to be able to get up with the presence of the Lord on our mind. And it, as his word said, where two or three are gathered in his name, God is there. He's there. He's a big God. He is Jehovah God. Omniscient God. He is God that is present all the time. So we are so grateful unto God. So as I continue to pray this morning for each and every individual, I thank you for the ears that have heard the word of God. I hope, pray that you have been enlightened some way to start this day off, or to continue this month on believing God for all that he's promised us. We know that this is the 11th hour, but it's not too short and short of a time for God to do his mighty works. Those things that we asked in the beginning of this year, we will see some changes. We will see some changes. He's blessed us already. He's kept our families. He's healed our bodies already. He's kept us sane in our right mind, kept our jobs, you know, kept us from just folding in and folding under where we can't act as if we could not see. So God has did a great work thus far, and we continue to praise him. And as we enter into this season of Thanksgiving, where families are gathered together, we just pray God's covering over that. We pray God's light will shine. His glory will be revealed in these things, in this season, how we activities that we'll begin to see a light, and our loved ones begin to see a light. And we just pray for salvation. We pray for salvation. We pray for healing and deliverance, and we shall see the great works of the Lord. So, God, I thank you, Lord. I bless your name, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the hearing of the word, Lord God. In Jesus' name, I thank you for this time that you've given me to share, Lord God, to share your glory, to share your goodness, oh God. God, we'll forever give you the glory and give you the praise, oh Lord God. We don't take it lightly, Lord God, to give you thanks, oh God, for everything, Lord God. We don't take it lightly, Lord God, to have a joyful smile on our face, oh Lord God, even when we are down, Lord God, even when we are confused, oh Lord God. We this day, Lord God, or proclaim your goodness, Lord God, with our voice, a voice of thanksgiving, Lord God, giving you glory and honoring you, Lord God, honoring you, Lord God, for your divine favor, Lord God. God, you say you're with us. You'll never leave us or nor forsake us. That's your word, Lord God. You've given us your word, Lord God. You've given us your word of divine protection, Lord God. We can call on the angels of the Lord. We can call on Michael angels to surround us, surround our community, surround us as we go in our communities, our stores, wherever. We can call on, we can say the blood of Jesus that covers us. So, God, we are in an ark of safety, and we thank you for that, Father God. Thank you for this great season of fall, Lord God, that we can look out, Lord God, and continue to see your wondrous work, Lord God, the beauty of only the colors that you bring, Lord God, your creation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And no man can change any of your divine, beautiful works that you, Lord God, that created for us, for the believers, oh Lord God, for the saved, Lord God, that we can go out, Lord God, and just have that assurance, oh God. So God, I thank you, Lord God, for the peace of God. Thank you that rules this day in our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Be with each of us, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name. And I turn it over to Pastor Darlene.
Well, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Mary, for that teaching on Thanksgiving. We really appreciate that, and I know that I got something out of it, and I will continue just giving God the thanks and the honor and the glory. And we're just going to take a moment right now just to give God some praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's just lift our voices to the King right now and give him praise. Thank him for all his wondrous work.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we are all a vision, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every tissue, hallelujah, for my digestive system, our endocrine system, our lumbar system, hallelujah. A skeletal
Bless your name.
No, God.
you that I
my life
could
be nothing like a ship without a sail.
Crazy.
I came to God.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the patience this morning. It is just so awesome to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Going to the moment we're going to pause to find out who is here. We will give you a next, have a prayer request, a testimony. If you have something you want to share from what you heard this morning that was encouraging, you can share that right now. Praise God.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I want to thank you for what I heard on the end of the prayer line when I turned in. I just want to thank God for the praises and the glorifying him, just to know that he do answer our prayer, and we can ask whatever we desire. And I'm thanking God because all I've been doing is seeing a revival far in our homes, and I just want to thank God for the confirmations and the signs and the wonders. Here it is now on the phone. Me and my children is praying, Lord. And I thank you for that. I thank God for the backsliders that I know that is coming back, realizing that it's not the grass is not green on the other side. I'm thanking God for the soul that's being saved that don't know what to do but are willing to stay in touch. I'm praying also for my cousin. Lord, she was one that was scammed with the credit card thing, and I just pray right now that Lord will intervene and take over for her. And I'm praying for those that are lost, their family, and are bereaved, and some don't even want to talk to anybody. It's a sister. Her mother was a preacher. Her father was a preacher. She was a preacher. And it's like she just want to isolate. So I need y'all to pray with me because I yet text her, and I probably have sent her another card of encouragement because this is what God put in my heart to do, to reach out. And I just pray that this prayer line will y'all some praying warriors, and I appreciate each and every one. Thank you, Reverend Darlene, for reaching out to me the day that you did. And I just praise and I thank God for teaching me how to be a bold soldier and praying for someone else. Now, Sister Sheila,
hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Sister Sheila, who is this?
Hallelujah.
What's the name? Pray for the person you want us to pray for. What's her name?
Her name Gail. That's my cousin.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and believe it or not, I can't even think of her married name, but her maiden name is Williams.
Okay, well, that was fine. That's good. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. All right, anybody else want to share something?
Good morning, everyone. I thank God, you know, for the prayers that went up, because when I got up this morning, I just started singing a song and dancing before the Lord because I see what the Lord is doing, as well as, you know, our prayers are being answered, unity in the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus, unity in our homes. I'm seeing it, and I thank God that I'm still alive yet today to see my prayers that are being answered in the name of Jesus, and those that I don't see, it's already done in Jesus' name, because that's what he died on the cross for. Everything that we can imagine or think, and the ones that we can't imagine, God died for the known and the unknown things. So I give God the glory, the honor, and the praises for unity in the body of Christ, and that we are together, same mind, and on one accord. And I thank God for the word of thanksgiving today, because I got up doing that very thing in Jesus' name. So y'all pray my strength in the Lord, and, you know, we continue to pray for our families in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is Sister Marie. Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Sister Mary, for that message. And I just like to praise God, because I woke up earlier Sunday morning before getting ready for church, and some told me to Google. I've been taking FCC 24-hour immune support ever since I heard a lady tell a doctor told her to take. And even before my surgery, I was taking it. So I Googled it to see the side effects, and it said joint pain. And people wondering, asking me, why you have so much pain, Marie? Some people, a lot of people ain't taking them that long to heal. So when I saw that, I switched. I got off of it immediately. I didn't take it that day. So we're going to see how it works. You know, God got a way of healing Now I'm aware of it, and I just praise God for speaking to me to Google that and find out that it's called joint pain. So I just want to thank everybody for the prayer that's been going up, praises that's been going up for my healing. Thank you. Everybody have a good day.
What is it that caused the joint pain, if I may ask?
Sir? Oh, it's called... it's called Esther C, 24-hour immune support.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
It keeps the immune system up, but at the same time, it was giving me pain in my joints. I was taking them before surgery, too.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have
something? Good morning. This is Yvonne. I just want to keep my family in prayer. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Chris.
Good morning, Celestia. Guys here, listening in agreement. Thank you.
Good morning, Celestia Galactica.
Good morning, this is Lois, and I want to thank Sister Mary for the word today on Thanksgiving, and I just want to give a praise report. A few weeks ago, I took my mammogram, and I got my report back where it came out good. And I just want to thank God for another day. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
this
you, Lord.
This is Esther. And I just want to say thank you for the message on Thanksgiving, Sister Mary. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Amen. Was that Sister Esther? Is that what you said?
Yes. I just wanted to say thank you for the message on Thanksgiving. I enjoyed it so much.
Okay. Pray God bless you, Sister Esther. Glad you're here. All right. Okay, well, we're right here at the top of the hour. We're getting close to the end. So we are grateful for the word. Thank God for the unit. I mean, it is just so awesome. You know, our line has been going for maybe 18, 19 years, and we've just had a wonderful, and God has blessed us to have beautiful people come. And there are times when every once in a while we've had some a little bit of confusion. You know, we've had some people come online from some place or another and didn't have a spirit of unity, but the Lord just did not allow that to carry on because he knows what I like. I like peace, and I like unity, and I like people to come together and do good things together. So we're grateful for what the Lord has done even this morning and bringing us together and helping us to you know, hear the word. You know, when you hear the word, a good word is just food for the soul. And we thank God for that this morning. We're grateful for the sisters and brothers in Christ. And we will continue on just loving God and loving each other. And as you go towards Thanksgiving, look forward to wonderful times together with your family. We're looking forward to that. I mean, we have a few weeks before we all get together as family members, but we know that we are looking forward to good times together. So as we're leaving today, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And we are decreeing for every brother and sister in Christ. And I hope that, you know, many of these declarations that I'm doing, that you do the same thing for yourself. And we thank God for our Sister Gail, that God is healing and delivering and bringing about the change for Sister Gail and restoring for her in the name of Jesus. And we decree this morning for Sister Yvonne's family and anybody else's family who is out there. We have prayed already, and we believe that God is helping and healing our family. I decree this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I decree that we shall delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I decree that we are blessed and highly favored by God and by man. And I make a declaration that we are the lender and not the borrower. I decree that we are anointed by God to do his work.
and souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. I decree this morning that we overcome all, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I decree the floodgates of heaven are open over our lives, and we are living in abundance because of Jesus Christ and God giving us a favor. So let us continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hinds' feet, and he is helping us to walk up on those high places. So let's rise up with him each and every day. And as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back, and we will love each other. And sometimes we have to love our family members until the hellish nature will be removed from their lives. So just love our families and love our friends, and we will be able to draw people to Jesus Christ. Go in peace, and we will come back tomorrow and see what the Lord has for us and what we have for him. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.